Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks. In today's rant, we finna talk about, of course, relationships. But this is for the men, mostly. Men, y'all gotta stop with talking to y'all daddies or y'all uncles or y'all older brothers who telling y'all these gender roles of what a woman is and what a woman is supposed to be like. Because it's fantasy. It's fantasy. It's not rooted in no reality. Fact of the matter is, these men don't know what it is to be with a woman, to keep a woman, to make her happy, and to satisfy her sexually, financially, emotionally, mentally, educationally. Any ally, he's not doing. That's why he's single. They can act like they okay with playing the field. At the end of the day, you getting older and you don't got nobody who really care for you, take care of you, nurture you. You just got somebody who you got to give a couple dollars to and then they going to lay down with you and then they going on about their business. What quality of woman is that? She picked over or she would be married. So you trying to sell this lifestyle to your little brothers and your nephews and your sons as if we haven't progressed 30, 40 plus years. You telling women that they have to go work too. Working is for men. Working is for men. You're telling your woman, help me pay these bills. I'm not strong enough to pay these bills by myself. I need your help paying these bills. Okay, let's see. She don't mind helping, but working for a woman is masculine. It's in the Bible, if that's what you want to go off of. It's in the Bible. No woman should be working up under another man. No woman should live in another man's house. That means you should own the house that the woman you with and your kids with, you know, your kids live. You should be in there because no other man should have the right to put y'all out of your house. No other man should have the ability to feed your family. Meaning Uncle Sam, because just as well as he's feeding your family, he has the opportunity to starve your family. So you should be 100% self-sufficient, not needing no handouts from nobody. And you got to take it to get up. Cool. Don't get dependent on it. So you want this woman to come with all these benefits, not be ran through, be sexy, be sexual, not have all these kids, know how to cook, know how to clean, not be an independent, strong black woman. And you come to the table with 20K, 25K before tax, and you think you're supposed to get this king treatment because of why? Because of your anatomy? Because you was born with a penis? Because your uncle told you this is how it's supposed to be. Because your daddy told you this is how it's supposed to be. You believe them. And they dried up old, rusty, dusty, and crusty. And you believe them. Is they happy? Is they happily married? If they happily married, is they wife? How do their wife look? Is she ran down? Is her health declining? Is she sickly? That's a telltale sign. That's a telltale sign. She not taking care of herself. She's sickly. She has some sort of disease. She not taking care of herself. He got some sort of disease. He not taking care of himself. Studies show that when a man is dating a woman, he lives 10 years longer. Married men live 10 years longer than a single man. Why is that? Because they have a woman that's caring for them. These men are in toxic codependent relationships with their women, with their mother, and then go over to a woman and expect her to pick up the pieces and try to idolize his mother and put his mother on a pedestal like she did such a good job, but you're not even an independent man. You need help from a woman, but you despise a woman. Do you like women? Do you love women? I'm confused. You would never want to be a woman, but you want to be with a woman. You don't want to be called a bitch because that's disrespectful, because a woman is a bitch. And you don't want to be a woman, but you want to be with a woman, but you want to raise daughters. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. It don't make sense. You don't have any respect for women. You play your part, she play her part. It ain't no equal, as they say. She play her part, you play your part. God made us where you have attributes, she has attributes. Together, y'all come together, and it's a wonderful thing. But since these men are not stepping up to the plate because their mothers and their sisters and their aunts are telling them, oh, she this, she trifling, oh, she this, she that. These old ass 30, 50, 50 century ass housewife, are you bringing in all the money where the woman don't have to work? No, so don't worry about your mother and your grandmother and what their relationship was like. Don't worry about that. That don't apply to you because you're not a man's man where you bringing in so much money that she don't have to work, where she don't have to worry about nothing. Is you keeping her up, her appearances up? If you keeping her clothes, fresh clothes, you know, nails, hair, are you keeping that up? Is the kids kept up? They got what they need? If y'all fall behind on some bills or something come up and you need extra money, are you out in these streets hustling, grinding to bring in the extra? Why you think you deserve to come in from work, from your 20K, 25K a year job as a man, sit on the couch, get handed food, get you a beer, watch TV, go hang out, play cards or video games with the guys, basketball with the guys, come back, say, hey, son, hey, daughter, love you. Go to bed and get some sex. That's what you think you're supposed to do, but a woman is supposed to devote her entire life to you, taking care of you, raising you, and do a better job than your mother did, but get no credit for it. The mama take all the credit. Oh, that's my son. That's my son. That's my baby. I'm proud of him. He a good man. I wish I had a man like my son. Get away from those toxic mothers. They will ruin your relationship. Get away from those toxic elder men. I know you need somebody to teach you and show you the ropes about how to be a man. Read the good book. Read the good book. Because they don't have it figured out. If you wouldn't want to be your daddy, your brother, your uncle, if you wouldn't want to trade places with them, don't take advice from them. Don't take advice from them. Why would you ask a broke person how to be a millionaire if they never was a millionaire? Why would you ask them that? Look at your sources. It's not adding up. If you want a different outcome, they can't tell you how to get that outcome. They can't tell you an outcome, a solution that worked 30 years ago, and you think it's going to work today with the way that things evolved? And why would you want something from 30 years ago? It didn't get better with time. It's wore out. It's outdated. It's obsolete. So, again, this is a rant letting y'all men know, stop listening to your toxic mothers and sisters because they are emotionally fucking y'all. And stopping y'all from being in loving relationships. And stop listening to these elder men. Be your own man. You don't have to look to them or follow nobody about how to be a man. You can be your own man. You can be a God-fearing man. Read the good book. See what your spirit tells you what type of man to be. But now stop trying to follow false idols and false prophecies. Because it's not going to end well. It's not going to work out well. Because it didn't work out for the people that you're following. So why follow them to a cliff? And then expect to be at the top of the mountain. It don't make sense. Make it make sense to me. It don't. Stop following false prophets. Man child. That's just been living at home with their mama all their life. Who don't have no responsibilities, who don't know what a 401k is, the IRA is, who don't know what life insurance is. When they pass away, their kids, they have nothing to leave their kids but old furniture, old shoes, old clothes. stop listening to these type of men that did not teach you anything, did not instill anything in you. You want to be just like them? You want to be nothing? No shade to them. They just three generations away from slavery. Get a job. That's the biggest misconception, the dumbest shit I ever heard. You're going to work a job. You're going to give a job 30 years of your life for $20,000, $25,000 with hopes of a raise for a week vacation a year. Can't go nowhere. You live in paycheck to paycheck for 30 years and you're going to retire on 2/3 of your income. Make that make sense. Are you going to get Social Security if there is any? You're going to get Social Security with the way that prices is rising. You don't think 10, 20, 30 years from now, the Social Security number is still going to be the same. You think that money going to do anything for you? That's going to be a cushion for you? Now, I can be young and not have no money, but it I couldn't imagine being old and not having no money and needing something and can't get it and making sacrifices in your elder age. In pain in your elder age because of the mistakes you made when you was younger. You have a choice now to stop listening to these false idols that's prophesying as men. They're not men. Men handle business. Men work. You don't work, you don't eat. Men work. Men get results. Men don't make excuses. Men don't say, I can't. Men take care of their responsibilities. Men provide for their families. Men don't have 20 different families, ready-made families, and don't care for none of them. Thank y'all for listening. It's Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening. Peace.